Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast with your host. I'm Dr. Tan. I hope that you've had a great day on today. And so I just want to come on tonight and just give you a few tidbits of encouragement. My topic tonight is My Harvest is Coming. Again, the topic tonight is My Harvest is Coming. And I won't be on here with you long, but I just wanted to give you some encouragement if you have been waiting on your harvest. And so I just want to let you know that your harvest is coming. Tonight, I want to just talk about a few things. And so so that we can get a better understanding of the process of the harvest. And a lot of times we hear people say you got to trust the process. And so when it comes to receiving your harvest, we also have to trust the process. The first thing I think about when I think about the word harvest is reaping. And so we are reminded in Ecclesiastes 3:1 that there's a time and place or a season for everything. And so there's a time for a harvest. There's a time to reap the harvest. And so I think about farmers in particular when they don't just go out to their fields or to their land and do nothing and expect to receive something. I'm going to say that again. They don't go out to their field or to their land and do nothing and expect to receive something. In other words, they have to put in the work. They have to do the agricultural process in order to prepare for their harvest. They have to make sure that they have certain things in line in order to receive at a certain time. And so one of the first things that they do is they have to till the fields. In other words, they have to prepare the soil for the seeds or whatever crops that they're planting. They can't just go out and put the seeds or plant the crops in untilled soil. It would not be good soil. It would not be ready or prepared to receive the seed. And so then after they till the soil, they prepare the soil or they loosen the soil to receive the seed, then the seeding process is next where they plant the seeds. And they might have a particular way that they plant the seeds or a particular technique, but then they plant the seeds. And then after the seeds have been planted, then they water the seeds. And they might have a special irrigation system or process that they do to water the seeds, but then they water the seeds to give it the water. It needs water in order to be nourished. After they water the seeds, then they have to manage the fields or the maintenance of the fields, because you can't just till the fields and plant the seeds and water the seeds without managing or having maintenance for the crops or the seeds that you're planting. You got to watch it grow. You got to make sure that you are anything that could be hindering it, the maintenance of it, to watch it, to make sure that it is growing properly without any hindrances. So then they manage the fields. And at some point after that process, and I might be skipping some steps, but I'm just trying to hit some key points here. Then they harvest the crops. In other words, now at this appointed time, the the crops are ready to be harvested. They are ready to be received. And why is that important for us in our life? It's the same process for us. We have to till the fields. In other words, we have to get our souls right. We have to get our spiritual life right in preparation to receive what God has for us. We have to loosen the soil. We have to, ask God to create in us a clean heart. Psalms 51 says, Psalms 51 and 10, I believe. So we have to till the soil, prepare our heart to receive what God has for us. And then what do we plant in our heart, or what do we plant? We plant the word of God in our heart. We have to study. That's the seed. The word of God is the seed. The word of God is the seed. And when once we plant the word of God on the inside of us, then God, the Holy Spirit, helps us to maintain. He helps us to stay focused, stay in line. Because that's the seed. And the Holy Spirit helps us to maintain, stay in line, to stay convicted when we get off course, to bring us back to what he has called us to be, because God has created us to be great and do mighty things in according to his will and purpose for our life, because we were born for his purpose and will, not for ourselves. And so then the harvest happens, and where we can see the fruit of the word of God working in us and through us, and be able to reach out and minister to others where maybe they have fallen off the path, and we'll be able to pull them back in. Remember, God says we're all his sheep, and his sheep hears his voice. And so that is the process of understanding how vital the word of God is in our lives. And I know, so with all that being said, let me get to what I came on to talk about. 1 Peter 1:9 says that you'll reap the harvest, or you will reap the harvest of your faith. And so we were talking about planting the seed. The faith is part of that process too. Because if you don't believe you're going to receive it, you won't see it. If you don't believe you're going to receive it, you can't see it. Hebrews 11:6 says it's impossible to please God without faith. In other words, it's your faith. You know, we read about some of the instances where Jesus healed many people in the Bible. A lot of times he said it was by your faith. Your faith has made you whole. Or it was by your faith that you were healed. And so our faith activate the seed. It's the watering of the seeds. That's the water part of us. The faith is the watering. The word is the seed, and the faith waters it. The Holy Spirit manages it. You see what I'm saying? It's the faith that activates the process. And we wait in expectancy. When you think about the word reap, reap just means to receive. And normally when you think about reaping, you're either going to receive a reward or a consequence, depending on what seed you have sown. Now, again, I said harvest just means to collect or to gather together. But when you think about reaping, in Galatians 6, chapter 6, 7 through 9, it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for if you faint not, you should reap. In other words, we're going to go through some difficult situations, some trying times, but God expects for us to do it his way regardless. And he says, when you're doing it my way, don't get weary. Don't give up in the midst of it. Because if you don't faint, you're going to reap your just harvest. That's just telling us it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. And I think about Deuteronomy 28, that whole chapter talks about the blessings for obedience and what we reap if we are obedient. Let me just run that by you, because it's all about your harvest is coming. But what have you done to prepare for the harvest? Have you done your work? Have you went through the process to receive your good harvest? Deuteronomy 28, and I'm going to skim through it, but I just want to talk about the blessings. It says, verse 1 says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And it says, the blessings. Now, here is what you will reap if you are obedient. You'll be blessed in the city, and you'll be blessed in the field. You'll be blessed. It says, blessed shall be the fruit of the body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of the cattle and the increase in thy can and the flocks and thy sheep. Blessed will be your baskets, and blessed will you be when you go in, and blessed will you be when you go out. Says that when the enemies come up against you, they might come at you in one way and they're going to flee in seven. It says, blessed will be thy storehouses, and everything that you set your hands to will be blessed, and blessed you will be in the land. That's the blessings it talks about. You will have good treasure. You will have favor. It says that you won't have to borrow. You will be the lender and not the borrower. You will be the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath. These are the blessings that you will reap for obedience. However, it also talks about in Deuteronomy 28, all those blessings that I named just a few minutes ago, it says that you will reap a consequence for disobeying, for disobedience. And it talks about it. You won't be blessed in the city, and you won't be blessed in the country. You will be beneath instead of above. And you will be the borrower instead of the lender. It just reverses everything. So when we think about reaping the harvest, we have to make sure that we have sown good seeds so that in due time, when the time is right, the harvest we reap will come from good ground. And a lot of times we've lost some things along the way. And we're looking to, you know, we've got all kind of different circumstances, all different type of things that we've been through. And we've lost some things along the way. But God says in Joel, the Bible says in Joel 2:25, that he'll restore the years that were lost and taken. He said, he'll restore the years that the locusts have eaten and the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palm worm. In other words, whatever you lost, he can give it right back to you. It's kind of like in Job's situation, all the things he went through all the way up to when he got to chapter 42, God says he gave him double for his trouble. God said he'll restore it to you. Your harvest will be a double portion. Your harvest will be restoration. Because God is a restorer. And he's also a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Your harvest is coming. Don't get weary in well-doing. Your harvest is coming. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Your harvest is coming. Don't worry about how they treat you. Stay in God's plan and do it his way, because your harvest is coming. Understand that when your harvest is getting ready to come, the enemy has to come in and try to make it appear that you got all these things that are against you. But remember, Romans 8:31 says, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Just know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God says he'll raise your standard because your harvest is coming. When the enemy is attacking you from every which way, from every angle, left, right, upside down, all around, just know that's probably an indication that your harvest is near and it's coming. Because why would he be attacking you at such a rate if God did not already have greatness on your life and something great in store for you? It's no reason to attack you. It's no reason to apply pressure. But the good thing about the pressure is, because we talk about it in James, first chapter, it says, you know, the working of count it all joy when you're going through divers temptations, because it worketh your patience. Pressure is working your patience. Because it's a process. And what happens is, as it's working your patience, it's also building your faith. It's also allowing you an opportunity to see God's hand in everything that you do. It might not look the way you envisioned it or the way you think it should work, but you still can see God's hand, because he always has a plan. God never fails. And he wants the best for you, because he loves you unconditionally. But you have a process to follow. What type of seeds are you sowing daily? And if you've been sowing seeds and have yet to reap the benefits of the seeds, just know that your harvest is coming. Be not discouraged nor dismayed, because your harvest is coming. I can tell you this before I get ready to close. Sometimes we expect a blessing when we think we need it the most. It's been times that I've needed something at a moment where I thought I needed it at that moment that I needed it. And I prayed and I believed and I prayed and I believed, but it didn't come. And I began to get a little discouraged, because I was saying, okay, I don't know what I did wrong or what I didn't do. But it wasn't so much that I did anything wrong or that I didn't do or I left something out that I didn't do in the process. It was just that it wasn't the right time. Because harvesting or reaping your harvest is all about timing. And we know that when you deal with the farmers and their harvesting their crops, they're not going to harvest the crops before they're ready, because it will not benefit them. It will be a detriment to them. It's not going to help them to benefit or help them to harvest the crops earlier than they, especially when they're not ready. It will benefit them to wait until they're ready to be harvested. And so with God, he says, yeah, you're going to reap your harvest, but it's going to be at the right time according to the plan that I have for your life. And so I say all that to say this: I didn't get it when I wanted to get it, and I thought I needed it, but I got it when I needed it the most. God knew I didn't need it then, but he provided for me that need when it was needed the most. And when you look back over those times where you thought you needed some and God made you wait, and then you got it when you really needed, you said, Lord, I thank you. Because we can't see what God sees. We only can see what we think we know based on our experience, but God knows all, sees all. He sits high and he looks low. And so just know, you've been praying and praying, keep praying and keep believing, keep decreeing. Stay in faith, because your harvest is coming. That's what Ecclesiastes told us. You know, it's an appointed time. It's a time to sow, it says, and it's a time to reap. Your harvest is coming. Keep maintaining your seeds. In other words, watch the type of seeds you plant. Be mindful of the company you keep so that it won't sway the type of seeds that are planted. And watch God work out in your life. Let me tell you, your harvest is coming. God is faithful. And he will not forget you. Your harvest is coming. Do you believe it? Do you believe that your harvest is coming? Because let me tell you, God woke you up this morning, gave you traveling grace, started you on your way, woke you up in your right mind, your health and strength, reasonable amount of your health and strength, activities of your limbs, the ability. So many things that we take for granted: the ability to see, the ability to walk and talk, to think, to breathe on our own, to be able to eat, to go, to walk to the refrigerator, to thankful to have the provision to pay our bills and to put food on our table, to have shelter. You know, God is faithful. He's been faithful for however many years you've been here. He's been faithful. I don't think God is going to stop being who God is. That's just the kind of God that we serve. And if he says that you're going to reap if you faint not, you can take that to the bank, because your harvest is coming. I want to thank you tonight for listening to Dr. Tan's inspirational podcast entitled I Speak Life. God is so faithful. And if you hold on to his unchanging hand, your harvest will be one that you will not have room enough to receive. Listen to the song. Do you believe that you'll recover it? Yes, he is. God is faithful. Yes, Lord. He's so faithful. Faithful. Yeah. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. This is your host, Dr. Tan. I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. And I want to encourage you to know that your harvest is coming. Hold on. Stay encouraged. Stay in faith. And most importantly, be blessed. Until we speak again, have a blessed night.